For immigrants applying for asylum in the U.S., the process can take a very long time. Now, the Trump administration is restarting that process for some who've already been waiting years to get permission to stay in the U.S. This is the latest attempt to strip protections from those who came to the U.S. claiming they're fleeing persecution. And here with the details is NPR's immigration policy reporter, Ximena Bustillo, who's in the studio with us now. Thanks for being here, Ximena.
Hey, Adrian.
So tell us, what have you found out about what's happening?
Immigration attorneys have recently told me that in the last few weeks, several of their clients who entered the country between 2019 and 2022 are getting letters in the mail now telling them that their asylum applications are dismissed. These clients often entered between legal ports of entry and then encountered immigration officers. What should have happened next is they should have been sent to an asylum officer to do what is called a credible fear interview. That is when federal officers assess whether someone's claims of persecution are valid. But in the later years of the first Trump administration, and mostly during the Biden administration, that interview didn't always happen. One attorney, Maria Florencia Garcia, told me she has clients whose interviews kept getting canceled.
Then it was impossible to get rescheduled. And now years later, they're trying to schedule this when the asylum application has been pending for a couple of years now.
Dozens of people went ahead with applying for asylum without the interview because that has to be done within a year of entering the country. So time was of the essence here. And even if the government was being slow on other parts of the process, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, or USCIS, told me that this process is not new and everyone who tries to claim asylum must first do the interview.
Okay, so typically people receive the interview, then they apply for asylum. Why weren't those interviews happening?
The short answer is lack of resources. I spoke with Morgan Bailey, a former USCIS official during both President Trump's first term and former President Biden's term.
There aren't enough asylum officers to cover the workload, but there has also been such an increase in the number of asylum applications as well.
She noted that this still isn't necessarily how the problem has been resolved in the past in terms of mass notices being mailed out to dozens of people to restart their process. Immigration attorneys acknowledge that there was a step that was skipped, but they say that that's the government's fault. And applicants who have been waiting 5 or 6 years shouldn't be the ones to face the consequences. Here's Arno Lemus, another immigration attorney.
They're just doing the process that was allotted to them, that was legal and provided to them the moment that they presented themselves in the U.S. And now the government's wanting to retroactively go back.
So what are some of the ways people are navigating this?
It's kind of messy. Different letters that I reviewed say different things. Some tell applicants to wait to hear from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE. Others tell them to report to ICE themselves. And some don't provide any next steps at all. And right now, there's a lot of fear of interacting with ICE. Lawyers have pointed out that currently, a lot of the credible fear interviews are happening after someone has been detained. And even if a person is found to have a valid fear of being returned to their home country, ICE has new policies mandating the detention of an immigrant while their case plays out. Here's Lemus again.
It's anything. You go to court, you get detained. You go to your ICE appointment, you get detained. You go to work, you get detained. You apply for asylum, you're given that notice.
In addition, there's a new asylum application fee of $100 that would be applicable. And immigration advocates say that this is a new system that takes people who have been waiting years, working, going to school, and puts them right back where they started. And it leaves them at higher risk for detention and deportation.
NPR's immigration policy reporter, Ximena Bustillo. Thanks for being here, Ximena.
Thank you.